Six members of the LFS Collie Fight Team are warming up for their evening training at the Homer Gym. They're going through the motions of a typical ground and pound scenario often seen in mixed martial arts bouts.
Today is a ground fighting day, so we're going to work on a lot of emphasis on maneuvering on the floor, some jiu-jitsu, some judo, some ground and pound, so to speak, but control on body confidence while getting struck in the face while mounted.
Kurt Patrick Leffler is an Army veteran currently serving in the Alaska Army National Guard. He is co-owner of the Homer Gym and coach of its fight team. Homer Gym is a martial arts school with a free weights gym. It's also the home of the Alaskan Warrior Class, a program trying to connect Homer vets with the rest of the community.
What Alaskan Warrior Class is a veteran to community outreach program. We focus on service projects, mentoring, and just something to do for veterans of this generation. So what we're trying to do is bring the two communities together and play with each other, so to speak, and just be more cognizant and aware of a lot of the issues here, such as veteran suicide, homelessness, and just the fact that we're in this community.
It can be hard for veterans in remote rural Alaskan communities like Homer to get help from the Department of Veterans Affairs, which is mostly based in Anchorage. The VA launched a stopgap measure, the Veterans Choice Program, in 2014 to make services easier to get to. But many Alaskans are frustrated and feel the program hasn't accomplished enough. Leffler says the Alaskan Warrior Class is doing its part on a local level. The program started a canned food drive for veterans last fall. Right now, he says they have 10 duffel bags and 2 boxes of food. He says the food is to give away to veterans in need and any homeless person.
The other thing that we're doing is something called 96-hour care kits. So basically, if there's a homeless veteran or a homeless teenager, for that matter, this gives them a full pack of food for 4 days, some winter clothing, some basic toiletry essentials, and something that's their own.
Leffler hopes to eventually provide a bunkhouse for the homeless in Homer. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there were 528 veterans in the Homer area between 2009 and 2013. That is more than 10% of Homer's estimated population. Leffler says the number of veteran gym members is also well over 10%. He says working out can be great therapy for veterans.
We all have pent-up aggression, pent-up pain, pent-up depression, some sort of, I'm not a doctor, mind you, I'm not a psychiatrist, but the fact is I understand people have trauma and they have issues. And what better way to expel all that energy is to put it forth in something productive.
Chad LeBlanc is taking a break from the weights. He retired from the Army as a Sergeant First Class after 16 years.
I lift weights and I help out with the Alaska Warrior Class quite a bit. So, because I was a wounded warrior, so I like doing that stuff, helping other people when I can.
And you said you're a wounded warrior. Do you want to go into that anymore?
Yeah, I got blown up in 2007. I was in the hospital for 6 months. It's pretty intense.
LeBlanc agrees that working out in the gym is a great way to work through emotions. But he also wants people to understand not every veteran has emotional problems. He says he enjoys coming to the gym for the camaraderie. He says some veterans just want to work out, but others want to talk.
So it's good to, you know, converse with somebody that knows the lingo, and it's hard to deal with civilians sometimes that don't understand certain things as you do in the military. So, and then, you know, I help when there's guys that come in, they just want to talk. We just sit and talk for hours if that's what they want. You know, it's kind of awesome, I think.
And if veterans want help with services, they're happy to help.
Kurt has lots of resources through the VA. So, I mean, he has pamphlets and numbers and who to call at certain things. And a lot of guys, you know, a lot of the older vets don't know those things, you know, because they don't get out like they should. You know, they get stuck in Homer. So it's good that that's here for them.
Leffler says he wants the program to encourage people to help solve problems facing veterans and the homeless in Alaska. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.